Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton are debating tonight in New York, their final scheduled debate of the primary season. We're going to ask our first guest about the Democratic race, but Ohio's Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown is making a little news along with Senator Elizabeth Warren. They've written the Treasury Department with a formal request that it start an investigation into the so-called Panama Papers. Now, these were the 11 million documents leaked from a Panamanian law firm. So far, only a few hundred names with addresses in the U.S. have been identified, but it could take months to see the full scope. This morning, Bill Gates told CNBC he was surprised there were so few Americans. And Senators Brown and Warren are concerned that Americans may be laundering illegal money or financing terrorists. Senator Sherrod Brown, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
Well, President Obama has spoken forcefully about this. There's a Justice Department review. Isn't that enough?
It's never enough. We've asked Treasury to get serious about this investigation. I think they are. I think they will be. I think that the American public is already skeptical of international finance and U.S. banks' role in international finance. I think Americans are skeptical and want answers about offshore tax havens and safe havens in the United States. And this is all related to each other, if you will, and what individual Americans, what wealthy Americans, what leaders in our country, I don't necessarily mean elected officials, but what leaders in our country have been part of this, if they have, and what American financial what is the role of American financial institutions, especially when we're focused so directly on what's happening with Iran and sanctions and doing that right so we know what American companies are doing internationally.
Well, and the president's also speaking about corporate inversions, American companies buying companies overseas, again, to try to shelter money from taxes. But part of the reason people are saying that more American names aren't on these documents is because they have an easier access to English-speaking places like the Cayman Islands, where they can shelter money, and to states, Delaware, Nevada, where lax laws allow some of these kinds of shell companies. Are you also working to maybe change those laws that allow people to do this?
Well, unfortunately, states, we're a federalist system where states like Delaware, Wyoming, Nevada have been the ones that have engaged, if you will, in the most secrecy. States are on their own in many ways to do what they want to do with corporate governance. But there are things that we can do legislatively. There are things that Treasury can do to, at some point, override some of these rules to make sure that people that are playing in this international financial structure have to disclose where the money comes from, what companies are behind this. And I think we'll learn some things. And that's the reason for the letter that Senator Warren and I are sending. That's the reason that I think the president is so interested in this investigation.
Yeah. Well, this I want to ask you about the campaign, obviously. And this has become part of the campaign. Bernie Sanders used the Panama Papers leak to remind people that Hillary Clinton supported the 2011 free trade deal between the U.S. and Panama, something he said he didn't, and partly with the suspicion that things like this were going on. Do you think that's fair? First of all, for him to, you know, sort of laying this at her feet?
Full disclosure, I support Secretary Clinton. I've also worked with Senator Sanders on a whole host of trade agreements. I've joined him in opposition to them. The Panama trade agreement, again, which I opposed, likely has nothing to do with this. This is an issue where this could have happened in Panama. We know that in the United States, we're already one of the world's largest secrecy havens, partly because of what states like Wyoming and Nevada and Delaware are able to do by falling far short of disclosure on their on the financial transactions there. But the Panama Papers, I think, show fundamentally that some of the world's richest people and some of the world's institutions that might back them up have been hiding information. We will get to the bottom of it. That's the whole point of our letter, the whole point of the Treasury. We hope the Treasury investigation.
As you mentioned, you endorsed Hillary Clinton back in October, and yet you were, and I maybe remain, one of the closest people to Bernie Sanders. You're like-minded in many ways. You're progressives. You, as you said, you agree on trade. You both agreed on voting against the Iraq War. Hillary Clinton voted for it. Why are you backing her and not him?
I think they're both good progressives. I think that Hillary will know how to get things done. I trust Hillary Clinton on what she is discussing in her plans and her proposals on trade and on Wall Street reform. As the senior Democrat on the banking committee, I take a backseat to nobody in applauding the regulators when they're doing the right things, as they recently did with FDIC and the Fed. And in criticizing those regulators when they're not tough enough. And I think that Secretary Clinton's proposals, which I helped had input on with her staff, I think that her proposals will make Wall Street way more accountable than they've been in the past.
Well, and the government has sent letters to, I think it's five big banks saying, in fact, you are too big. They don't have enough cash reserves should there be a crisis. Another, it seems like another validation of what Bernie Sanders has been saying. She hasn't been saying these banks are too big to fail, need to be broken up. Again, it seems people are, you know, it seems like an odd coupling, you and Hillary Clinton.
It's not an odd coupling at all. It makes me laugh a little that you would say that. I've helped her write these proposals on what to do next.
Yeah, but that's the point. People say she shouldn't be helped. She shouldn't need to be helped. Bernie Sanders doesn't need to be helped.
No, I think that I don't want to get into the issues of, you know, the explanations of how you break up the banks, how you use this this recent living will ruling from the FDIC and the Federal Reserve. I mean, that's how you hold these banks accountable. And I think that what the Fed and I mean, it's easy to just say break up the banks. I've had legislation to do that. The best way to do that is higher capital. The best way to make Wall Street accountable is to have higher capital standards. We're doing that to have these living wills and implement them the way the Fed and the FDIC are doing. That was the important part of Dodd-Frank. That will get us to a safer and sounder banking system. At the same time, you've got to focus on the non-bank, the so-called shadow banks. That is the non-major Wall Street banks that almost brought this economy to its knees. I think that Secretary Clinton has a full understanding of how to do that, and I support the efforts that she will make as president.
Senator Brown, I know you got to go, but quick question. George Will, conservative columnist, says you should have been the candidate. Others are saying you might be VP for Hillary Clinton.
If you want to be VP, I guess you want to be president. And I look in the mirror and I don't see the president of the United States. My wife says, can you imagine living with somebody that wants to be head of the free world? So I love what I'm doing now. I want to keep fighting on these Wall Street issues. I want to keep fighting on trade agreements and for people in Ohio and my hometown of Cleveland and all over our state. And this is where I work best. I'm privileged to have this job. And as a senator from Vermont once said, if you want to be president, the only senator 50 years ago said the only cure for the presidential virus in the U.S. Senate is embalming fluid.
So that was another senator.
I don't want to think that was another. That was not Bernie Sanders. Right. That was Senator Aiken of Republican from Vermont of 50 years ago.
As Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio. Thank you so much. What a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you. We'll do it again. Thanks.